Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Milk has 9 essential nutrients, including calcium, vitamin D, potassium, riboflavin, and protein. So when we talk about everyone wanting to eat more protein, milk has 1 gram of protein per ounce. So while some people think of it as a negative thing, it's actually a very nutrient-rich, affordable option for people to get in both nutrients and protein.
Studies that have shown that consuming any kind of milk or dairy has been linked to lower mortality rates, this is now kind of reinforced with the study out of Lancet.
Yes. So if you look at a lot of the milk research, it actually is associated with lower risk for diabetes, lower risk for certain types of cancer, and heart disease. So if you think about it like this, if you have lower risk for all those diseases, you're likely going to have a lower risk for death, right, or mortality. So this study looked at consuming more milk, and people that drank more milk, be it low fat or full fat, actually lived like 2%, like the group was like a 2% difference and lived longer lives. And I would have to attribute that to probably the nutrients, the protein, and people that drink milk might be also consuming a healthier diet.
What happened to milk's reputation? Because growing up as kids, we always knew drink your milk and you'd grow up to be big and strong. But that hasn't been that case for the last 20 years or so.
This day and age, you know, we're very much led by what I call popular science. So the things that we see in the media, and a lot of people create nutrition beliefs around their passion or their belief and not around science. And with the push of more people becoming vegetarian and vegan, it kind of pushed dairy off the plate, if you think about it like that. And all of the different plant milks started popping up. The truth is, though, is that a lot of those plant milks, they just don't have the protein and nutrients that actual cow's milk does. So can a plant milk fit in a diet? Sure. If you like the flavor, great. However, when we compare nutrient to nutrient, protein gram, dollar to dollar, or cent to cent, they just don't match up. So to think that you might be getting the same nutrition from a plant milk, then cow's milk is different. And for a lot of people, you know, we live in a big city, but for a lot of people, it's a very affordable way to get in good nutrition, and it's available to kids at school. And we know that calcium and vitamin D and protein is going to contribute to growth and development. So it's really something we should be putting back on the plate, and not only for kids, but as we age, because as we age, we're still trying to maintain the bone mineral density that we have so that we don't have health issues associated with that in the future.
What about the difference between whole milk and the skim milk?
So when we talk about whole milk, 1% or skim. The only difference there is the fat content. So the fat content changes the calorie content. So a glass of whole milk is going to have 8 grams of fat, 150 calories. A glass of skim milk is going to have 0 fat, 80 calories. So there is a lot of research that's showing that whole milk really doesn't have some of the negative side effects that we thought it had. But the one thing to remember is that you need to make sure that that milk fits in your calorie budget.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.